When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Hey everybody, welcome to The Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville on Inspired Choices Network. Thank you for being here today. It's a very special show. We have an amazing, amazing, amazing special guest. Dr. Rob Green is here. He has been my chiropractor. He works with a pro team. He's incredible. And I'm going to talk about him and we'll have some conversations with him. Dr. Rob, thank you so much for being here. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you being here today.
My pleasure.
It's awesome. All right. So we're going to talk today about posture of a warrior, strength of a king. Posture of a warrior. So Dr. Rob specializes in chiropractic, but he works with in therapy, works with lots of different type of physical stuff for really high level pros and elite entrepreneurial men. So and women, from what I understand, he doesn't. I work with just men, but he works with everybody. So so today, welcome. There's people listening from all over the world. I know there are. Thank you so much for being here. I've got my special mug. Thank you for that. And you've got about 30 seconds to get something to write with and write on so that you can take notes, because you're going to want to remember some of this information today. So we want to be able to do that. So I deeply appreciate you being here. We're happy and excited to have you. Find us on Apple TV and Google TV and Amazon Fire, Spotify, and all the different places. Please like it, love it, share it. Obviously, subscribe, hit the bell, do all the regular things we all know about so that you don't miss any of these. And plug in. If you get into Inspired Choices Network, is an app. You can get it on your app store, wherever that, whether you're Apple or Android. And it's a free download. There's a whole bunch of really good hosts in here. So reach out to those people, connect with them. People all the time are going, oh, Gordon, it's expensive to do personal development. It's expensive to buy books. Then at least plug into the free stuff. At least do the free stuff. So by the way, if you know who I am, you know I'm the same lovable goo-ball you see every week. And if you don't know who I am, I'm on a mission to positively change the lives of every man I meet by raising their emotional quotient. Not their IQ, their EQ. And I am the founder and CEO of Jewel International, legacy and resiliency strategist. I'm a multi-award-winning international best-selling author multiple times, international keynote speaker. And I'm an elite performance catalyst for a finalist pro basketball team that Dr. Rob knows intimately and works with as well. And I teach the 7 levels of emotional intelligence for men. I serve primarily elite pro athletes and entrepreneurial men. Thank you for being here. Today, we're going to talk, by the way, Red Fridays. Welcome to Red Fridays. R-E-D, remember everyone deployed. I'm wearing my Santa hat, so it's festive, but it's also remember everyone deployed. They're willing to stand on a wall for us. They're willing to stand in the fray so that we can go about our day and do our fun stuff and be on podcasts and live radio shows and whatnot, do whatever we think is important, but they're willing to stand there. So mad respect and love for them. And you know what? It's Christmas time. Lots of them are not going to get home for their Christmas and be with their families. So you know what? The sacrifice for their families as well. Huge respect and love for you all. Thank you for doing what you do and being who you are in our lives. Thank you for what you provide. So as we get going today, posture of a warrior, strength of a king. Posture is a big thing for Dr. Rob. Gord, stand up, hold your shoulders back, right? Keep your spine in line and all the good stuff. So Dr. Rob, if you can do me a favor and do our listeners a favor and just share with us a little bit, where are you from, a little bit about yourself. I know you're married with some beautiful children, and can you share with us a little bit about who you are and what you're about?
Yeah. So as Gord said, I'm Dr. Rob. I'm a co-owner of Price Health in Waterloo, Ontario, as well as the co-founder of the Fit Club here in Waterloo as well. I've been doing it for 15 to 20 years now, which starts to make me feel old too, but it's my passion. I love working with athletes, but then treating the normal everyday average person like an athlete so that they can go about and do what they want to do the way they want to. I got 3 beautiful children. They're the reason I do what I do, and a beautiful wife who tolerates me every day, which I'm very grateful for.
Well, we're really happy, and you have a beautiful family. We see them at the games and whatnot. Amazing. Dr. Rob is he's a very humble guy. This is the first podcast he's ever been on. So I am very humbled and honored that you would do that with me. Thank you so much. And this, again, I want to share with the people, this will not be an interview. I'm not going to interview him. We're going to talk about topics that are between two elite people in their field. And so we're going to talk about some things that, again, that's why it says posture of a warrior, strength of a king. So posture in terms of not just physically, but mentally posturing, and the strength physically and mentally, some programs and some ideas and some concepts that we can use to make sure that we're strong and that we're postured. And warrior is a big thing. I mean, the team that we both work with, their mascot is a Titan. Right. Is Titus. So you know what, that warrior piece, how do they carry themselves? They don't, if you're watching, you're watching a game, they're elite athletes. They're warrior type people. They're going to war with each other. And now they may hug and love on each other after sometimes, but during the game, they're absolutely at war. So, how do we condition ourselves to have good posture, not just on the physical, but on the mental, and then same thing for strengthening ourselves. So I got a couple of quick topics here that we'll talk about. Dr. Rob, if you can chime in and share with us your idea around some of these things, put the input in, we'll have some discussion between ourselves and having talked a bunch. We'll have some good conversations, I'm sure. Yeah. All right. So with the shifting narrative, the narrative has shifted in pro sports and in business in terms of for both physical and mental awareness among top tier pros and business people in terms of the benefit or the impact of mental as well as physical. Right. We're in a stationary. My wife, that's part of the reason she's there. Right. She said to doctor yesterday, I spend 4 hours on my butt at work at a time. That's not unusual. But that means it's taking a toll on our bodies because we get sort of that hunched over and we're texting, we're on the, right? So how is that, let's discuss a little bit the narrative around that shifting concept around, hey, you know what, I got to pay attention to my mental and my physical, and how do I combine the two?
Yeah, I think obviously it's a massive shift now, and it's good, right? Because you see more of the pro athletes coming out and talking about it. And In a way, I think the concussion awareness really started to kind of push that into the limelight, and then it kind of trickled into that other kind of mental health. So people are starting to understand the importance of the mental health and being able to talk about it. But, you know, from the athlete's point of view, like there's such a massive connection between your physical movement and your brain. So people don't realize if you stop moving, your brain works completely differently than if you're moving all the time. So if you're talking about the office worker sitting for 4 hours, that person's brain is going to be working completely different than the athletes, right? So I think it's an important narrative to keep talking about, but it's massive in terms of the connection between those.
Right. Well, and I talk a lot about, and you and I have talked about that, skill set, gear set, mindset, right? Yeah. I can have world-class LeBron James level skill and world-class gear, but if I've got a mediocre mindset, I'm going to get schooled by somebody with mediocre skill and mediocre gear with a really good mindset, right?
Yeah.
Or if you know, an athlete or a business person for that matter shows up at work, shows up before a game, shows up in the office, and they just found out they owe 10 grand in back tax to the government, or they had a big fight with their significant other, whatever, they're distracted, right? Yeah. And so, they can't use the skill and the gear they got, because their brain, the mindset side of it, is not allowing that to happen.
Oh, yeah. If we're talking about that, I've always believed like you have to take care of everything in your life so you can show up to work, right? So for me, if I'm working with people all day, I have to be on, I have to be like that person to every single person. But if I've, like you said, had a bad day or am depressed or feeling tired or whatever, I'm not going to show up and be as good for that person that day. So it's, you know, if I want to be my best chiropractor, my best business partner, whatever I'm doing that day, best parent, then you've got to take care of yourself in the background, right? So, you know, and that's, you know, being healthy, exercising, doing the mindset shift, like whether it's journaling, meditation, whatever you need to do for that. But my wife and I have always said, like, you know, too many people, especially as parents, if we're, you know, you can talk about parents, athletes, but as parents, people go, the kids are the most important thing in the world, and they sacrifice everything for their kids. But that includes their health, their sleep, their exercise, their fitness, their mental state, their marriage, right? Mm-hmm.
So exactly right.
They do it in reverse. So Megs and I have always gone, no, no, the most important person is take care of yourself first. If you take care of yourself, you'll be good for our marriage. And if we're good for our marriage, then we'll be the best parents and can take care of the kids. So we kind of have always engineered it. So I think it's the same thing, whether it's parenting, work, or sports. It's you got to take care of you first, right, so you can show up as, you know, your best version of that day.
Absolutely. Well, and I always talk about, you know, they did a disservice by saying, well, others first. I'm not saying it shouldn't be. I'm saying we need to look after ourselves first, not instead of looking after our responsibilities, but so that we can show up in our best self, right? And a lot of times with my pro athletes, I'll say to them, what time do you get up in the morning? 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, whatever it is. And I'm like, okay, so how long is it going to take you to do your self-care? And they're like, what is that? All right. So to your point, right? Meditation or writing or exercise or whatever it is they're doing. Oh, how long is it going to take you to do that? About an hour. Great. Then you're now, if you were used to getting up at 7, you're now getting up at 6. Or you're used to getting up at 6, you're now getting up at 5. Or if you're used to getting up at 5, it's now 4. Right? Yeah. They're like, oh, Lord, I got, well, do you want to be a leader or do you want to just be an also-ran?
Yep.
Right? Yeah. It's a choice we make, right? And it's not, people, why do I have to do it first thing in the morning? Well, because you're going to get sucked in 1,000 different directions and go, hey, I don't have time. Right? When I hear them say to me, and you've probably heard them say to you, I don't have time or I don't have the money or whatever. And I'm like, no disrespect. What I just heard was I don't want to.
Yeah. You don't
have that. Yeah. Cause if you want to, you'll figure out the time, you'll figure out the money, you'll manufacture it somehow. Right. So being able to keep your head in the game, even for, you know, we've watched over and over and over, guys step to the free throw line, and behind the basket, you got all the, they're making noise, right? That they're trying to distract them. If they don't know how to focus or tune out all that distraction, right, then they can't that mindset. They have to have, it's weird for me because I believe the only thing we can control is what we think and what we do. Anything, right? Anything outside of that is I say all the time, you have kids or pets, you realize very quickly control is an illusion. We can influence, but we can't control, right? Yeah. So, but I look at them and go, so how much time do you spend mastering control of you? And they're like, well, I don't spend any time doing that. Yeah, that's a problem. Do you know what I mean? Like you have to spend the time figuring out how to do that so that you can show up the way you're talking, whether it's in the office, whether it's with kids, it's in your marriage. I love that. Love that. You know, if you ask any of my boys, you've seen my three boys.
Yep.
If you ask any of them, who's the most important in the house, much to people's dismay, they will say, mom.
Yeah.
Mom's most important in the house. And people are mortified. Oh, no, the kids are. And they, why is mom most important? And my boys will look at you and say, you know what? It's not that they don't love us. They love us huge. That's not the problem. The challenge is mom was here before us. Mom's going to be here after us. We're kind of transient in this equation. Right. So to keep mom and dad together. But that's the attention to that and the commitment after 33 years of being married to the same wonderful woman that we make to each other. But that also goes to the kids.
Yep. Yeah. Right. It's what you're prioritizing. Right.
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. All right. Yeah. So we need to take a quick break here. Time always goes so fast. And I have a suspect it's going to go even faster today because we always have so much fun. But anyway, two quick shout outs. One is for Jose Escobar, who's the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneurs Bookshelf. Check out the Connected Leaders Academy membership to take your business to the next level. This is the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at the entrepreneurs with an S, entrepreneursbookshelf.com. And that's an amazing group. There's 450 people in that group. They're high level entrepreneurs. I'm a member. The lady that owns the network is in that. It's a really, really, really good group. The other shout out I want to do real quick. So we do this thing. I've been doing it for more than 100 episodes. Pause and breathe as we go to a break. And so it's brought to you by, and the place I learned that was from a gentleman, a brother called named Austin J. Haynes. Wonderful guy. But expand your pause and breathe journey, the way you think of that, deepen it by connecting with mindful poet and mentor Austin James Haynes to spark your midlife reinvention in an unexpected way. Austin's journey from a college dropout to Fortune 500 company to a poet will inspire you. Go to austinjhaynes.com for his latest podcast, Recorded in Nature. It's a wonderful way to do what we're talking about in terms of basing ourselves, right? Why do we pause and breathe? Why do we talk about it all the time? Because if I pause and breathe, as we go to a break, during the break, you pause and breathe. What I'm doing is grounding, and I'm also percolating with the information and the stuff I just heard, and it prepares. It's like sorbet between courses, right? It'll prepare us for the next segment. So don't go anywhere. We're talking about posture of a warrior, strength of a king with Dr. Rob Green as a guest today, the co-host today. Very excited to have him here. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. Be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. The Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network with co-host Dr. Rob Green today. I almost forgot who I was. That's not good. So we're talking about posture and strength, both physical and mental. And so one of the things that I want to ask or discuss with you, Dr. Rob, the avoiding burnout. A lot of us, and I would question burnout because I don't think people are on fire anyway, so it's kind of a moot point. But anyway, I think to our point that we talked about earlier in terms of self-care, right? I'm a walking, talking billboard for what happens when you do 30 years of go, 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 Energizer Bunny stuff without doing any self-care. I was teaching it, but I wasn't doing any of it. And then my body said, hey, I'm out. So to avoid burnout while maximizing growth in high stress environments, whether that's sports, business, home, right, in our relationships at home, what would can we talk about that a little bit in terms of how do we avoid, what types of things would you share with me as a client to say, hey, Gord, here's some things you can do to avoid burnout with your physical body?
Yeah, honestly, this is one of the topics near and dear to me because it's similar to what you said. Like I've been there, I've done that, right? Where, you know, I remember I was just starting out. We were starting the clinic, the start of practice. We were, you know, massive amounts of debt, working our butt off. I just had, just had a kid, and I was one of those guys who was like, I'll sleep when I'm dead, kind of thing, where I would just work. And I was determined to do it all. And I thought, you know, the only thing that got sacrificed, you know, I was going to spend all the time with my family. I was going to do all the work. And the thing that got sacrificed was sleep and fitness. And so I would go. And I was doing that for about a good year or two. And I'd go for like 2-3 months. And all of a sudden I would get like this crazy flu, like I'd be wiped out, couldn't get out of bed for about 24 to 48 hours.
Yep.
And then I'd do that every 2-3 months, and I've kept doing that. And I realized the 2 to 3 days I was missing, all that work I was trying to do, I couldn't do anything for 2-3 days, and the productivity was thrown out the window. And so eventually, you know, in all my great wisdom, I, you know, slow learner, but I finally kind of stopped doing that and prioritizing. But I think to me, it's the I can't remember what book it was. It might be called Sprint and Recover, but literally the whole, you know, the science behind it, the whole way to prevent the burnout is if you've got something, you go, but you have to build in the recovery, right? So whether it's, you know, training, if you're an athlete and you're training, you have to take days off. You have to have like load, you know, you have to load reduction, right? So you see the athletes nowadays, you know, the LeBron James, all those guys, there's load reduction, right? So that prevents the burnout, but you do that on the emotional level too, right? So you have to build into your rhythms. You have to plan for it. So, you can go like crazy, but you, whether it's on a day-to-day basis, whether it's, I always tell people like, make sure if you're working, make sure you build in a 15-minute break every hour. If depending on what your job is, make sure you're building in a half a day to do nothing or a full day to do nothing. You have to have like the go, and then you have to have the recovery. So, because it's life is not a marathon, right? It's the sprint and recover.
There you go. That's interesting. Life's not a marathon, because usually we hear it the other way, right? Life's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
Yeah, I mean, so here's what I like. If you had to choose between two body types and you got to pick which one, do you want to look like a sprinter or do you want to look like a marathon runner? Which one looks better crossing the finish line?
Always the sprinter. Always the sprinter.
Physique-wise, I want to look like a sprinter. I don't know what you...
I want to look like an athlete, yeah.
Yeah, the big muscles, ripped. They still have low body fat. They're fast as heck. But that's the optimal way to train. I mean, you know, physically, I want to look like that. I want to look like that crossing the finish line. And then, you know, it's life is a series of sprints, not one big marathon. It's, I think, kind of more my point is, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Nope. That makes sense. Well, and trying to get, if I'm sprinting, then, it's these, you're talking about chunking it. I'm going as fast as I can. Somebody said to me when I got sick and was bedridden, you need to pace. And I'm like, what the hell is that? I had to go to a dictionary to find out what the hell pace was, right? That's a brand of salsa I put on my chips in. Right. It was like, but all the people I look up to, they don't pace. Grant's not like Branston doesn't pace. Tony Robbins doesn't pace. I'm like, what do they do then? And to your point, what they're doing is building into their day the self-care they need so that they can run 300 miles an hour with their hair on fire.
Yeah. And right? All those guys, their self-care looks different. Like if it's Branson, he's like kite surfer or whatever, that's his recovery, right?
It is. Absolutely.
There's different ways to do it and different, you have to pick and choose, but you can do it on like the macro scale and then the micro scale, right? So the research, you know, when it's talking about your productivity, if you're at a desk working and focusing on one thing, your productivity drops massively after, I think it's like 63 or 73 minutes or something silly. So they say, cool, you're more likely to be able to like go hard and crazy, get more done in that 1 hour, take your break, reset it, and then do it again versus trying to just work 2-3 hours in a row. You're going to get more done in a work day if you take multiple days. And it's the same thing, whether it's day, week, month, year, life. And that's how the greats do it, basically, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, little chunks. How do I eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right? But I have to, the one thing one of our people listening here is talking about in terms of, it's a combination of both, right? We're looking, a lot of people talk about work-life balance. And I think balance is a misnomer in terms of work and life, right? Because there's some days you have to be at work longer. That's just the reality of it. And sometimes your life takes over. So kids get sick, whatever, that's going to take over your life. So it's not work-life balance, it's work-life harmony. How do I make them work together so that I've got my wife's not upset with me because I'm never there, right? That kind of an idea. And my boss isn't pissed off with me because I'm at home all the time and vice versa, right? I think the other part of that, to your point, and how do we do that in sprints and then still hold on to the marathon, is that if we work with, I call it reverse engineering, that concept. So I have a vision for my whole life. Where do I want to go by the end of my life? And then I reverse engineer that to get to my definite major purpose. That's the vehicle I'm going to use to get to my vision. And then I reverse engineer my definite major purpose. It's easy then to come up with what the goals are. Those are just the mini steps it takes to get to the definite major purpose. But if I think of it that way, I'm sprinting. That's a short period, but I'm keeping my eye on the vision, right? My North Star, so that I don't, right? Because sometimes when we sprint, we lose track of where we are. Do you know what I mean? Like we can lose track of what the total goal is by the time, because we're looking at it in little pieces instead of, right? It's getting us little pieces away towards the main goal at the end, right?
Yes.
The main
vision. As long as you're sprinting towards the big goal is, right?
Right.
For sure. For me, it's like, you know, if you're running a marathon, you're going to run your 42 kilometers and you're going to run the same speed the whole time. And if that's at a high pace, that's just going to burn you out. Right. I'm going to run the same marathon. I'm going to run the same 40 distance, the 42 kilometers or 42 years, but I'm just going to blast ahead of you. And then I'm going to sit there and chill. And then I'm going to blast ahead of you and sit there and chill. And it's just different ways to do it, but I'm going to feel a heck of a lot better because, you know, sprinters, they do 10 seconds of work. Like,
right.
Right.
You're sub 10 seconds. Yeah.
And I'm going to sit there and get more, just as much done in that little time because I've got more energy doing it. I think then that's the point where if you rest, you're going to be able to sprint. And if as long as you know where what direction you're going,
right?
The argument is it's more effective to build in the rest so you can be more productive in less time toward that major life goal, right? Whatever.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what the goal is.
Right. And same thing in business, right? Europe, they have a weird thing where we think it's weird. Right. We'll just gut it out for 8 hours in the car business. When I was there, people, I had to work 10 hours or 12 hours. I was like, no, that's crap. Don't tell people that. How long did you spend in front of a client?
Yeah.
Or getting a client? 2-3 hours, maybe. Right. The rest of the time we're in the coffee clutch and walking around and smoking and what, like you didn't have to be here for 10 or 12 hours. If you'd have maximized for 6 or 8, you didn't need to be here for 12.
Yeah.
Right. In Europe, they do I'm going to push until 1:30-ish. Then I'm going to take a half hour break and have something to eat and maybe a nap. And then I'm going to way more productive, ridiculously more productive. Right. It's trying to avoid, it's working smart, not harder.
Yeah.
Not that we don't work hard. Right. Because during that sub 10 seconds, Usain Bolt is working his butt off really hard for that. Right. I find it interesting too, and we need to take a break, but I find it interesting that though at that level, those athletes sacrifice for 4 years, 7 days a week for less than 10 seconds of result on one day. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh my gosh,
most people don't have that in them anywhere near that much discipline, right? To do that. And the respect that you're going to, holy crap, you're going to get up at early hours. You're going to restrict what you eat. You're going to work your butt off. You're going to sleep a bunch. You're going to train all the time for 4 years to get less than 10 seconds, right? In that one 10, it's insane. That 10 second piece, you're the best in the world for that one, right? Now, the other side of that, and I know I got to go, David Goggins, that's a different level of, that's just beast mode all the time. But that's a weird thing. Kobe was a weird thing to be able to go 7 days a week, 4 practices a day for 5 years at the beginning. That's just nuts. But that's a different human. Do you know what I mean? David Goggins was running on a completely broken legs. And like, that's different.
I was going to say, I got my David Goggins argument where he couldn't even, his guts were so messed because his hip flexors were so tight. Speaking of posture, he was, if you read his book, he was messed up beyond belief. So,
Right. Well, again, it's what he wanted to sacrifice to get what he wanted. Like the goal was so strong. His why was so strong. Nothing was going to stop him. Broken legs, the pain it went. I don't care. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm like, holy crap. Yep. Right.
Respect to him.
Yeah, absolutely. Mad respect to people that can do that. Most of us are not that, right?
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it either.
I can't do it. Oh, I tried. It doesn't work. Yeah. Anyway, So as we were going to a break here, I want to do a quick shout out for Jose Escobar. Check out his Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about his morning and evening routine mastery program that's changing people's lives. This program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up your free strategy session with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. That's theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. And quite frankly, and I would think Dr. Rob would probably agree with this, if you're not doing something as a routine, as a habit at the beginning and the end of your day, you're not maximizing your day. You need to be able to have that as a routine every day, every day, every day, every day, every day. The other shout out I want to do is for Austin J. Haynes. And as we go to a break here, we always talk about pausing and breathing. So expand your pause and breathe journey, the adventure of learning and deepening that idea by connecting with mindful poet and mentor Austin James Haynes to spark your midlife reinvention in an unexpected way. Go to austinjhaynes.com for his latest podcast, Recorded in Nature. And right now, between December 16 and 27, he's doing the 12 Days of Pause and Breathe Challenge, which is a micro dose of self-care during the holidays to keep you rooted in your peaceful center. And again, go to austinjhaynes.com for the details of that. If you're like the rest of us, we're all running like chickens with our heads cut off at this time of year. So you know what? Being able to find time to pause and breathe for a half a second is good self-care. But it also helps us from burning out and then being resentful of the, you know, turkey dinner. Oh, I had to do so much, or because I had to wrap all this stuff, or whatever it is. Plug into austinjhaynes.com. He will help you through that. As we go to a break here, don't forget to pause and breathe to ground yourself, focus, and set yourself up for the next section. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network with the co-host, Dr. Rob Green, today. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. The Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
The Connected Leaders Academy is the number one fastest growing networking community for entrepreneurs. CLA assembles high-level leaders, titans of industry, and business owners under one roof. If you're an entrepreneur looking to grow personally, professionally, scale your influence, develop skills, and expand your network exponentially, the CLA is where you need to be. Want on to more podcasts and shows, speak on more stages, sell more books, products and services, get more leads, referrals, acquire new clients, develop lifelong friendships and more. Join the Connected Leaders Academy today. Contact Jose Escobar on Facebook or check out www.claglobalsummit.com for more information.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. With my co-host, special co-host today is Dr. Rob Green. Thank you for being here, Dr. Rob. We're having an amazing conversation. I'm loving this because it's having the expertise on both sides of that. We're different perspectives. You and I think a lot alike, and you and I have talked about that before, right? There's a lot of things you and I have in common in terms of the way we think about stuff. But it's always good to have the expertise in each department, right? It's being able to have, you know, you're a doctor, chiropractic, you got all this experience in that space. Having that come to bear on whatever the topic is gives us a nice, well-rounded conversation. So thank you so much for that. I appreciate you.
My pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much. I want to talk to you real quick about because you and I work with full grown adults. You do too. Well, their bodies are full grown, but you know they could be toddlers running around emotionally sometimes. But you have young kids. I have three young sons, teenage sons. So. What would you say in terms of, or how do you view that with the importance of, obviously kids pick up stuff and concepts quicker than adults do. And so whether it's physically or mentally, there's certain things, like if I had have met you in my early 20s, maybe I don't have the situation I have, right? So how do we, or what do you see or what's the importance even? I'll talk a little bit about the fundamental physical and mental habits that we're instilling in our kids and in the youth. So whether it's a youth team, it's a school kids, it's wherever we run into them, what are the types of things that you see that are helpful or could be helpful to be able to make sure that we have well-adjusted physical and mental adults that don't need to come to, you know, somebody like me or a therapist or whatever, or do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%, 100%. So this is something probably my favorite topic. So it's pretty simple. Quite frankly, we have to foster a love of exercise or movement in children. So they have to learn the importance of it above and beyond. Too many people kind of go exercise, you know, if I'm doing push-ups or sit-ups, it's so I can get six-pack abs or big muscles or something like that. And for kids, it doesn't really matter, apply and all that sort of stuff. So, but in my opinion, that's probably the lowest level of importance of exercise. And if kids love exercise and they know why it's good for them, and that's one of the things I try and teach my kids, is if you ask my kids the why you should exercise and why you should move and run around, they know it's because it's good for your brain. So one of my favorite books of all time that I recommend to absolutely everybody is Spark. And I can't remember off the top of my head. I should have been more prepared coming into it, but it's a yellow cover. It's written by a psychiatrist. And it basically, they just talk about how when kids move, they literally started making kids run around the track before school. They made the whole school's test marks went up, like everybody's IQs went up. So there's a direct connection between you know, IQ and your mental fitness and your physical fitness. And honestly, kids need to know that in today's day and age of addictive video games and everything else, they're programmed and rewarded for being on a device and not moving. And there has to be some sort of programming reward for actually moving out there in the physical world and realizing that that's a lifelong thing. So exercise can't be used as punishment. They need to be taught why it's important. No, too many, like, you know,
right.
You do something bad, okay, you have to run a sprint if it's in basketball or whatever it is. Like when I grew up, I played basketball. You're like, you screwed up, you're doing a suicide run, right? But it creates a negative association with that. So there has to be that positive association with exercise, which would then translate into a positive mental effect. So on that side, I think it's really just teaching kids to love it and understand the importance of it above and beyond six-pack abs. But on the other side, you know, you and I are big believers of stoicism. And, you know, I've been reading stoicism a lot since I was, you know, older. But one of the things I'm still looking for, and if it's out there, somebody tell me about it, but I want stoicism for kids. How do you take the principles of focus on what you can control? Like, you know, life changes, you know, be a good human. Like, we all exist for each other. Like, those principles, there's a mental toughness side of stoicism. How do you translate that, you know, succinctly to the youth? I think if they, you know, the works of, say, Ryan Halliday and all that guy, if you take that and make it for kids and combine sort of stoicism with the love of mental fitness, you know, you're creating a whole nother, you know, beautiful human.
Right. Well, and it, again, you come back to the mindset of it all, right? If you approach it from, use a lens above of stoicism or a group of different ideas together that are kid related, right? That or have been put together in such a way that kids can pick it up and understand it really well, right? That concept around, you said when lots of activity, the test scores go up. same thing happens in business, right? If you go to Korea or Japan or China, they work out before they, like, as a, you see these big fields with them working out before they go into the factory. Why? Because they're in better, do you know what I mean? That mental aptitude is better when the physical part is, it will go along with it.
Yeah. It applies across everything. And that's the health as the foundation of whatever you want to do. Invest in yourself, make yourself healthier, and then you can be better at anything. It doesn't matter what you want to be better at.
Right. Well, I find it interesting that we sacrifice, right? Growing up and as young people, we sacrifice our health to have the dollars and cents. And then as we get older, all of a sudden we're like, wait a second. I don't have the health anymore. Now I'm spending the money I earn to get my health to, right? And some things are not fixable. Do you know what I mean? Like with time, there's certain things that you go, you know what? We can try and make it better and we can modify a little bit, but at the end of the day, you've screwed it up so bad for so long that it's irreparable damage you've done to your body or to the situation that can't be fixed. We can, we can modify and play with it a little bit, but at the end of the day, it's already too far gone.
There's some crazy stat out there, but basically 85% of hospital visits are lifestyle related in some way, right? So it's like, most diseases out there are a cumulative buildup over time. So whether it's, you know, people talk about heart attack. Oh, I had a heart attack. Well, no, it was like, yes, you had the heart attack. That was kind of the catalyst that tipped you over the edge, but it was the other thousands and thousands of days of not exercising, eating the wrong food, being stressed out, that built up into it, right? So as we get older, everything accumulates. And so you'll see people as they get older, it's, you know, there's people who work out and then there's people who don't. And if you look at 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, you know, there's a big gap in a 6-year-old who's never worked out in their life and a 6-year-old who works out regularly. You look at two different people, you're looking at, there's a big gap in what they look like and feel like and move like.
Right. Well, that's choice, right? Yeah. Again, we talk about wanting to control stuff. That's a choice we made, right? Something we talk about with sometimes athletes and with the rest of us. We're at the level we are for a reason because of the choices we've made, good, bad, or otherwise. Some of them were good for us. Some of them were not good for us. Well, I can't bellyache and go, oh, you know what? It's bullshit that I can't get to my job I want, or I can't, you know, there's things that don't work. I'm like, well, that doesn't work because I made choice to not, right? It's like Jocko talks about, you already made the choice. Stop talking about, well, I got to choose to get out of bed and get my, you, did you make the choice to work there? Yes. Did they tell you when to be there? Yes. If you don't like that choice, make a different choice. If you don't want to live up to that, make a different choice. You don't like who you're married to, make a different choice. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't bellyache. Yeah. That's our fault. That's my fault. That's not somebody else's fault, right? People say my body's letting me down. I'm like, no, I let it down. For 30 years, I let it down, right? I'm just reaping what happens when you don't look after it. This is the repercussion of it. So, you know, you do what you can. But again, it's make the right choice, because you're going to have a weight of one of two things over your whole life. And this was Jim Rohn, but of discipline, which is fairly light. It's a pain in the butt in the moment, right? But it's fairly light. The other one is regret, and that'll bury people. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I wish I had. It's like, you know what? I did a show called Stop Shitting All Over Yourself, right? Well, I should have done this. I should have done that. Shut up. You made a different choice in the moment. Own it and move forward, right? Stop doing that to ourselves, right?
And it's never too late. That's the other thing people need to realize. Like, if you haven't made that choice up until now, there doesn't matter what stage in life you're at. If you want it, or if that's important to you now, but you can always catch up. You can always, your body will always adapt to whatever you're making it do. So whether you're 40 years old, 50, 60, 70, your body will always change. So you can always reverse so much of that.
Cool. Well, that's what you're trying to do with my body at the moment.
I'm working my butt off to make that happen for you.
And I'm choosing to show up and let you do that to me. Okay. A lot of times it really hurts, but anyway,
that's your fault if you keep showing
up. That's my fault. I 100% own that. As we go to a quick break here, we want to don't forget to pause and breathe. But that pause and breathe is brought to you by Austin J. Haynes. Expand your pause and breathe journey and adventure by connecting with mindful poet and mentor Austin James Haynes to spark your midlife reinvention in an unexpected way. Go to AustinJHaynes.com for his latest podcast, Recorded in Nature. It's always amazing. It always grounds me and lets me pause and breathe. It lets me stop for a second to be present. It's a gift to be right here, right now. Present. It's called present. So, and right now, between December 16 and December 27, his 12 Days of Pause and Breathe Challenge is a micro dose of self-care during the holidays to keep you rooted in your peaceful center. Go to AustinJHaynes.com for the details. He will meet you there. He will talk to you there, explain what's going on. You know what? If you've got challenges in some of these bits and pieces, you need help, because it's not about the education. We can all Google and find out what the, you know, the bits and pieces, what the information itself is, right? I can go and find out, hey, Gord, to help yourself with your back or your neck or your hips or whatever, here's some exercises you can try. I'm going to screw them up because I don't follow pictures very well, and I'm a guy, so I don't look at the instructions. So, but to implement and actually execute, I need somebody like Dr. Rob. I go to him and go, okay, can you give me the exercise? Can you work with this? Actually do, right? Same thing with what I do in terms of mindset and process, right? We can read a book. We can find out what the bits and pieces are, but to actually execute on that, a lot of times needs a mentor or somebody to walk with me. So you can reach out to either one of us or reach out to both of us. We're here to help however we can. As we go to break here, don't forget to pause and breathe. We'll be right back. You're with Gordon D. Melville, the long bearded guy on Inspired Choices Network.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the chief catalyst, strategist guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey everybody, welcome back. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network, and my very special co-host today, Dr. Rob Green. We've been talking about posture of a warrior, strength of a king. Having good posture, both mentally and physically, gives us the strength we need in our body that has royalty attached to it. You don't see kings walk around like this. They're right. But they need, their body needs to be strong to be able to do that. So Dr. Rob, as we're sort of wrapping up, we could do like a series of these and do a whole bunch of these together. But as we're wrapping up here right near the end, what would you say your piece of advice for people? And I wrote business leaders, but what kind of thing would you give a business leader or a parent or somebody in sports, somebody that, even whether they're pro or whether they're not, whether they just work out or whether they, you know, they play pickup basketball or whatever, what types of things can any of us learn from the elite pro athletes you work with about themselves as individuals and the team dynamic? So if they're working as part of a team at work or at school or at home, wherever it is, right? Home is still a team, right? Yep. What can we bring to that? What's one piece of advice you'd give them as we close up here? What's something that you might share with them to hold on to, that they can learn from the pro athletes you work with?
Whether you're parenting, whether you're playing sports, whether you're leading a team at work, it's all the same concept. So even when I'm at work and we've got a team of 35, 40 people, I've never told this to them, but to me it's the same concepts as parenting and coaching as it is at work, right? And it's reinforce the positive. Like if you the positive reinforcement, if there's a something you want, then you positively reinforce it. But at the end of the day, it just comes down to habits, right? And so positively reinforcing those good habits that gets you to where you want to go. So if it's at work and there's something that you want need somebody to do, they do it, you positively reinforce it, right? If you're a parent, you positively reinforce whatever you want that behavior, whether it's being polite, whether it's saying please and thank you, getting a good mark at school, you make a big deal out of a good test and make them feel good and give them all the love and attention so that as kids, but adults need that too, right? Is it's people at work need that positive love and attention. And with pro athletes, that's all they've done is they've created a positive association with good habits that gets them to where they are, right? So, Kobe Bryant was the absolute king of this, where he worked harder than anybody else, but he had that positive association with it, where he knew. I remember seeing some quote where he'd go into a game and he was never, I'll butcher it, but he was like, "I'm not nervous because I know I've done everything to prepare." Right? And so it's those athletes who do everything to prepare, but they have that positive association with it. So
Right.
it's
Well, and they have to choose to do that.
habits. Yeah. And they,
Right? It's a choice they're making, right? So, we can choose to have good habit. We can choose to have bad habit. If we don't have it, we want to eat that hamburger. We want to have that Big Mac or a bag of chips. We're making the choice. Now, I can't bitch and whine and complain because I don't get a good response from that in my body. Well, I can't give a Ferrari the lowest test gas there is and expect it to perform at the proper levels. I just can't. So, and I want to point out, some people go, well, that's a, is that a, an AI background? Nope. I've been in that room. That is a live background. That is his room. That's not a background.
I had to put a thing on the door so nobody came in to do work, actually, a sign.
We really thank you today for being here. And you know what? I always do a call to action. If you're not making a choice to look after yourself physically, I was shocked at how much of a difference chiropractic made in the grand scope of everything, right? What that means in terms of how my body operates and how it moves. And so while there's sometimes excruciatingly painful, and the weird part is he does it with a smile on his face, which always freaks me out a little bit. But anyway, I pay him to do that. So, but you know what? I appreciate, and we, like I say, the call to action is to make the choice. Make the choice to look after yourself so that you can show up for the people around you that need you, your clients, your family, everybody. And as we're finishing up here, the next episode, obviously we're back on Friday, December 27. The year is almost over already. It just shocks me how fast. My parents told me when I was young, time would go quicker and quicker, and I told them I always thought they were full of poop, but as I'm getting older, I'm like, holy crap, yeah, that's absolutely the case. So you know what? Thank you so much to you, Dr. Rob, for being here and spending the time with us today. As you know, love hanging out with you. We could spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours discussing some of these things. So really, really, really appreciate you being here. Next week, you have to tune in to find out what the topic is about. It's always something fun. It's always something personal development. It's always something mindset. I'm not sure I'm by myself next week, but there will be we'll absolutely will be here to finish off the year as we go into the last piece. We've got like 30 seconds as we go into this next week, especially with Christmas. Merry Christmas, but be courteous to people around, don't have no idea what they're dealing with. Be unapologetically you. Nobody can do that as well as you can. Make it another great week. Live out you abundantly with intention. I love you. Massive hugs. We'll see you next week. And the question I always ask at the end of the episode is, who are you being? Who you be? We'll see you next week. Thank you, Dr. Rob.
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs.